Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Aisling Larkin, chef and mindful eating coach, is with me here in Croke Park. Aisling, they said to me, and honest to God, this is what they said to me. This is what Alex Russo, the producer of this program, said to me earlier. There might be some food, right?
Yes.
And I mean, I was thinking then, I don't know, she's going to bring a cake or something, or you know, maybe something very basic. I cannot even begin to describe to the listeners what you have presented in front of me here today. It is outstanding.
Pretty good, isn't it?
It is.
It's pretty good.
Damn good.
Might be one of my best, you know.
It
yeah,
is.
We've got
it. I have to say, you should come to Croke Park more often.
Absolutely. I was inspired.
What have we got here now? Because I literally don't know where to start.
So I'll tell you, right, the whole idea is, obviously we're talking about Munster and Leinster, big game tomorrow, all that good stuff. And at the weekend, you know, we're sitting in, we're watching sports, might be the golf, whatever it is. And it's lovely for that Sunday or that weekend to have people over to connect and do all of that. So the Sunday,
I'm making this for other people. Well, this is all for me.
You might be inspired now by the end of these kind of 15 minutes, because it's not as hard as it looks, but it is a big wowzer. So what we're doing is reinventing the weekend roast.
Okay.
Sometimes the stress of a roast meat and vegetables and potatoes, and it's getting everything hot on a plate for 8, 10, 12, 18 people.
It's very stressful.
So stressful, Jonathan. Yeah. It like stresses people out. So we're going to take some of those concepts, amazing flavours, but serve it so that it's grazing, so that when people come in, they can have a nibble. Halfway through the game at halftime, they can get up, they can build themselves another plate, another roll, another big plate or something. So that's the idea behind today.
Okay. Now, the centrepiece of this is beef.
Yes.
So tell us about, what am I eating first? I mean, it's very cruel you're not letting me eat this.
Well, no, and please do, dig in as we go, because okay, there's so much gorgeous, gorgeous food. So what we have is the roast beef reinvented, right? So we have a roast beef, we have a beautiful horseradish butter, which I'll come back to. We have blue cheese, we've got truffle crisps, slow-cooked caramelised onions, and I'm going to walk you through each of the recipes. By the way, this is a stunning gravy as well, so definitely put a little bit of gravy on as you go. So the roast beef, right? Two ways to cook a roast beef. You can roast it in the oven, which we've always traditionally done. One of the more kind of insurance policy safe proof ways of doing it is in a slow cooker. So you take your piece, go on.
I've never been brave enough to do a slow
cooker. Oh, God, geez, there's no bravery to it. It's
really
the easiest thing you can do. You're basically going to take your, like, maybe 1.5 kilo of beef, and something like a housekeeper's cut or something that's even a little bit leaner, a little bit cheaper will work. So on average, this was 1.5 kilo. It cost $18.99 in the supermarket. And it was the thing that I watched out for when I was buying it in the supermarket was 36-month aged. So the longer it's aged, the more depth of flavour you have. So it's this umami that's kind of built in.
The cow, as opposed to how long it's been hanging.
No, how long it's been hanging. Yeah. So, yeah. Definitely. So that went into the slow cooker. Red wine, stock, and then into that I put a couple of little shallots, garlic. There was a bit of thyme, if you had rosemary, bay leaf, something like that, right? Turn it on, 4.5 hours.
I'm diving in.
You go.
You keep talking. I'm going to eat.
4.5 hours and, like, it's done. So that's all you've got to do. And it's so delicious, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
It's so melty. It's so, and, like, the onions are fabulous with it. So that was 4.5 hours, right? Just you had to do nothing. So that's a lovely one. You can put it on Saturday night if you have people coming over on Sunday.
I do love cooking beef and lamb low and slow.
Yeah.
That's the way to
do it. It's the way, isn't it?
Because it's just so, and this is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful. The only, I suppose, downside to slow cooking is that you can only ever have it fully well done. So if you are somebody who likes a rare or a medium rare, roasting it in the oven is much better. A couple of top tips, I suppose, always sear it on the pan first to get that, like, Maillard's reaction, that char. That's where all the caramelization, the flavour is going to go. You're going to trap all those juices in. And then I would say season it up well, put it in. What's a lovely idea is to put a little bit of wine or a little bit of stock in the end of your roasting tray, seal it over with foil, leave it open first, right, high, about 220 for the first 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then wrap it in your foil, allow that steam, all the aromatics to come up, and use something that's marbled with fat, something like a hunk of sirloin or a ribeye or something like that will work really, really well. And that's your centrepiece, which is your roast.
Which is here with the horseradish butter, by the way.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's outstanding. And I'm presuming that is just you mixing butter with horseradish.
Absolutely. So bought, now, horseradish is one of those things that's kind of, it kind of tends to be in the back of the pantry and we don't give it too much love or attention. A couple of really nice companies.
It's only used really for beef. I mean, yeah.
That's it. I'll tell you what, if you were doing a beetroot salad,
okay,
a little bit of a creamy dressing, like a yogurt dressing, a mayonnaise dressing, mix a little bit of horseradish and dill through that. Oh, mwah, like delicious, unbelievable. And I think when you have it, sometimes you'll kind of use it a little bit more. Potato salad as well, it goes really nicely in. Stokes is one company, Graham's is another company. Price about €6. They're delicious.
Mm.
They're a notch up.
Sometimes horseradish can kind of burn the mouth,
which
is,
yeah.
Yeah, that's not burn the mouth.
No,
though.
And that's because it's mixed with the butter.
Yeah.
And you know, so it's really, really lovely. And so it does have that kind of piquancy, but it also, the richness of the butter. And like if this was hot out of the oven and you're taking some of that butter and just sitting it on top and allowed it just to melt over it a little bit.
I didn't want to take any points off you, but it would have been nicer if it was hot. But anyway, we are at Croke Park. Carry on.
I tell you what, now there's no pleasing some people, is there? Well, I just go home.
No, keep going. We have another 5 minutes.
The gravy. So I took the gravy out and there was about 2 litres like of the liquid. Reduce that down. Problem is when you reduce it down, sometimes it can go quite salty because of the stock. So what I would do is reduce it down from maybe 2 litres to maybe 500, 750 mils. Then you can add back in. Like, so take some of that, splash a red wine into that. Top tip when you're doing a gravy, a little bit of cornflour mixed with water, cold water. Always make sure cornflour outside your gravy. Don't put it directly in. It goes lumpy in the heat and it creates all those lumps. So a little bit of cold water, a little bit of cornflour, whisk that in. And then a little knob of butter at the end. Gives it, see the shine? Like it's almost like dark chocolate, you know, glossy, shiny.
The funny thing is I didn't think it was gravy,
yeah.
Because it looks like melted chocolate.
Exactly. It has that like depth of colour, but yeah. It also has that kind of the gloss, and that's from the little bit of butter.
I have to explain to the listeners, I have been horsing into a BAP with the beef and the horseradish butter and the gravy and some onions, and it's really nice.
It is. It's delicious. And then a little splash, if you do still find it a little bit salty at that stage, a little splash of balsamic vinegar is really, really nice. And there's a lovely one, it's a burn balsamic, and it's a roast onion flavour. So again, you're building those layers of flavour throughout. So, and then on your board, when you move over to your board, we've got some crispy onions. So we've got your beef.
We have our beef over here, yeah. In one plate, and then we have a board with, I'm going to call it a melange of stuff.
A melange.
So what's in the melange?
So we've got the slow-cooked caramelised onions. So we've got 2-3 onions, big white onions, slice them, start them off in about a tablespoon of olive oil. Those onions were on for an hour.
Okay.
They take an hour.
I don't normally give onions enough time. I try to caramelise them and after 10 minutes I'm bored,
yeah.
And I take them out. Yeah. And they're nice, but they're not as nice as these.
They're not. And that's all it takes is the time. Well, no, there's 2 things it takes. Start with the oil and the onions, a little bit of thyme in there, and then you finish it with butter. You're going nowhere if you don't have the butter in there.
Do you not put the butter in at the start?
You can, but I find it kind of almost bubbles, browns, caramelises a little bit more at the end. So you get more... You get more bang for your buck if you put it in at the end.
Okay.
And I really like that.
And what is this thing here now? Because I want to have a go off.
Have this. So this is, and again, like, you don't want this event, if you're bringing loads of people over, to be you slaving away for, you know, 48 hours and everyone else coming and devouring it in like 2 or 3 hours. So a couple of little smart or clever products to look out for. Get yourself a really good blue cheese. Cashel blue cheese, beef. It's like that perfect kind of combination. Always serve your cheeses at room temperature, a little bit like your red wine in some cases. This is a blue cheese.
Oh,
and I know. It's like magic, isn't it? It's just sensational.
It's really hard. Eating on the radio is normally quite difficult, as I'm proving, but that is gorgeous. That combination is amazing.
It's fabulous.
So the blue cheese is good blue cheese.
Yes, really good blue cheese. And then that is a blue cheese and truffle pate. So I have a little fine food store at home in Dungarvan, Cass & Co, and they stock that, but there's loads of others. So what I'll do after this, I'll pop a picture of it on my Instagram so people can go and you can source it in loads of places, order online, but it's a really smart one. And again, it's lovely to have these conversation starters at the table, I think, which is really, really nice. Truffle crisps, white truffle crisps. So, you know, you kind of need a carb, you need a potato, and something like the crunch of crisps is gorgeous. And again, white truffle crisps you've got. So you're kind of playing with flavours like onion, a little bit of heat from the horseradish, you're paying a little bit of the blue cheese, a little bit of the truffle, but you're popping those flavours up in lots of different areas.
You'd be forgiven for thinking it's all savoury. There's little bits of everything going on.
Yeah.
That's just really, really good about
When you finish those onions after the butter, there's a teaspoon of brown sugar. So you're bringing just a little bit of sweetness. Blue cheese kind of has a creaminess. So there's little pops. Then radishes and rocket. Because God forbid, you'd need an L vegetable somewhere in there, wouldn't you? To kind of balance it out just a little bit.
I'm not going to accuse you of tokenism, but the radishes are doing a lot of lifting on this.
They are there. Well, I figured, you know, black pepper and peppers go really well with beef. And radish is like a really mild, fresh kind of peppery flavour. So actually, it's a nod to that pepper that goes really well. Shall we move to dessert?
But before we move to dessert, we have to mention the bread because these are these Blas?
Oh, these are our Waterford Blas.
These are good old traditional Waterford Blas.
Classic Walsh's Blas, absolutely delicious. Fresh off the bakery this morning,
No, because it all just comes together and it's easy because the one thing, if you are hosting a group or you say they're coming over to watch the match or whatever, you know, you don't be getting up and running in. This is just out. Once it's out, it's out. Help yourself, and to paraphrase a certain supermarket, when it's gone, it's gone.
When it's gone, totally. Yeah. But that's it. You have done the heavy lifting by cooking that roast beef that morning or the night before. After that, put the onions on, like I said, while you're pottering around there cooking. Everything else is done then. You're looking after yourselves, lads.
I'm going to let you into a little bit of a secret, Ashley. Normally, when I'm doing cookery, it's normally with Garen Mullins on a Friday morning if I'm filling in for Pat. And I love Garen. Garen tells us through the recipes, and it's great. And sometimes we're in Cork, so we can't. But then occasionally he comes in and, you know, they only bring in a small little bit, kind of little round.
I know.
And I'm saying, Garen Mullins, up your game because this dessert looks incredible.
No. There has to be a generosity of spirit with food, doesn't there? These are, wait till I tell you about this. This is chocolate hazelnut meringues with a coffee cream toasted hazelnuts. It's fabulous. Now, actually, before you taste it, come here, I want to give you a tiny splash of this on top. So this is Frangelico liqueur, which is a hazelnut liqueur. The tiniest dribble just on top, right?
Now, the funny thing here, and I hate...
One more to go before we go.
Oh, sorry, we're still going. What may cause a bit of trouble here is I'm not a huge fan of coffee, but we'll see now how this goes. This could go horribly wrong here. This could be an absolute car crash.
No, this is fabulous.
And what else are you putting on there? That's kind of a...
That's a Kahlua coffee liqueur. Just to make matters worse.
So the cue here is if I go, and move on quickly, we're in trouble. So hang on. That meringue is lovely and soft.
So it is a hazelnut meringue with chocolate mixed through. So it's 4 eggs, 75 grams of brown sugar, 150 grams of white sugar. You whip up your egg whites until they're fluffy. Then you gradually put in your sugar. Then I put in a quarter teaspoon of cream of tartar. And that just gives a little bit of...
What is cream of tartar? I just won't get it.
It comes in the baking section with baking soda and baking powder. Yeah. So it's like one of those. It gives your meringues just a tiny little bit of stability. Then at the end, when the meringues were made, I fold it really gently because you don't want to knock the air back out. A little splash of the Frangelico liqueur and about a tablespoon of Nutella. Chocolate hazelnut.
Yep.
I thought it was a stroke of genius if I managed when I did it. Folded those through. I had my trays lined with parchment paper, dropped on 8 meringues, low and slow in your oven. So you want to cook them at about 120, 130 for an hour. If you can, open the oven door, allow them to cool in the oven. Yay! Look at that!
The one thing I'm actually quite good at is meringue.
Okay, fantastic.
This is better than my meringue. And even though I don't like coffee... It's not overwhelming.
No, it's not.
The reason I don't like coffee is if it overwhelms something, my taste buds go, like that, out you go. This is really nice. I'd like to point out, by the way, there's about 5 or 6 people looking at us here, and they're all going, not a bit of it left for them.
No. We can do this. We'll do this after. We'll eat after. Let me tell you, though, so it's a chocolate ganache in there, okay, which is chocolate.
What's this in the middle?
That's really nice. That is the cream, right? So it's the cream mixture, but this is a great tip at home if you didn't do anything else. Instead of just whipping cream and serving cream with your apple tart, whip your cream and fold in pre-made custard into your cream. Like 2/3 cream, 1/3 custard. Nobody will ever know it's there.
Yeah. But what's the difference?
Well, you tell me. Can you taste it? Like you said, that's lovely. What is it?
It's there, you go. Cream, but I knew there was something else that was in it. Yeah.
And you don't ever have to tell anybody what it is, that it was pre-made custard. But it's a great little trick for elevating your cream.
Hold on a second now. You're supposed to be a chef. You're saying, if all the leftover yolks from making the meringues, you can make your own custard.
You could, but I'm also acutely aware that there are certain barriers that people won't do. So I keep it really simple for people, and I make sure that we get people to do it at home, which I think is really important. So let me tell you about the coffee syrup, because I think this is lovely. So 120 mils of Kahlua in your saucepan. Into that then we put 60 grams of sugar. You put it on to boil until it reduces down to this beautiful, like we have, it's like this unctuous kind of thick syrup. And
how long does that last?
Because ages.
I'm just looking at that going, that's lovely and it's brilliant, but if it only lasts 2 days, we're good.
Oh, jeez, no. That'll last ages. Sure, I mean, put that in the fridge, you'll get a month out of it. It's alcohol and sugar. But what I would do is I would have this and I would make a little cocktail out of it. Imagine putting a little bit of brown rum in that or a little bit of vodka in that, and you could make the most beautiful little cocktail out of that, stirred into an Irish coffee, if you like an Irish coffee. So there's loads of uses for that, which is really, really delicious.
The one thing about this dessert as well, largely pre-made, you could put this in the fridge and probably would benefit from being in the fridge for...
Don't put the meringues in the fridge?
No.
Leave those out at room temperature. Keep them in an airtight container, room temperature. But this is the idea, that this is another stackable, buildable board. So you lay out your meringues, your coffee liqueur, your cream, your chocolate ganache.
Oh, so I got the final product.
You got the final product because I knew you'd be busy. So I couldn't expect you to do everything. So I built it for you. But the idea is, again, that when your guests come, and somebody might, you know, be ready for dessert at halftime, and somebody mightn't be ready for dessert until after the game with a cup of coffee. So this is about keeping it so simple for your guests, but so simple for you. Build your own boards.
Now my mouth is full when I have to start talking. And this is a real problem. You're going to put all the details up somewhere?
So everything is on my Instagram, Aisling Larkin. And what I'm going to do, because I normally have videos of all of this, but I ran out of time to do the videos. So I'm going to recreate all of this myself on Sunday.
Is it because we dragged you to Croke Park?
Well, it was quite the drive today. No, not at all. What a place. I mean, what an amazing setting for a show. It's so cool.
And if you're from Waterford, this is what Croke Park looks like.
Was here with the Camogie ladies. Don't you worry. And plenty other times.
Glad to hear that. Thank you so much for
coming. You're so welcome.
Aisling, it's fabulous. And we will feed the gondolas.
My Instagram and the website. All the recipes are on the website.
Oh,
so
we'll
far.
Be on there. Brilliant.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.